My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. April 15th, from the contemporary version. The failure to pay close attention. The high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was loyal all his days. 2 Chronicles 15:17. Asa was not completely obedient in the outward, visible areas of his life. He was obedient in what he considered the most important areas, but he was not entirely right. Beware of ever thinking, oh, that thing in my life doesn't matter much. The fact that it doesn't matter much to you may mean that it matters a great deal to God. Nothing should be considered a trivial matter by a child of God. How much longer are we going to prevent God from teaching us even one thing? But he keeps trying to reach us, and he never loses patience. You say, I know I'm right with God, yet the high places still remain in your life. There is still an area of disobedience. Do not protest that your heart is right with God, and yet there is something in your life. He causes you to doubt. Whenever God causes a doubt about something, stop it immediately, no matter what it may be. Nothing in our lives is a mere insignificant detail to God. Are there some things regarding your physical or intellectual life to which you have been praying, paying no attention at all? If so, you may think you are all correct in the important areas, but you are careless. You are failing to concentrate or to focus properly. You no more need a day off for spiritual concentration on matters in your life than your heart needs a day off from beating. As you cannot take a day off morally and remain moral, neither can you take a day off spiritually and remain spiritual. God wants you to be entirely His, and it requires paying close attention to keep yourself fit. It also takes a tremendous amount of time. Yet some of us expect to rise above all of our problems, going from one mountaintop experience to another, with only a few minutes' effort. Here ends Oswald's reading.